We, Mark, are joined on the phone now by our Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week from Blissfield High School Cross Country, Hope Miller. Good morning, Hope, and welcome inside the cave.
Good morning.
Well, Hope, you're off to quite a start individually, and I think we've had all the updates on all your runs, and I think you've won every race you've been in this year individually. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you've got an outstanding team. I know not only have you got your season off to a great start, the team's been off to a great start. Tell us a little bit about your team.
Well, it's just like a really exciting program this year. We have a lot of girls that are breaking new barriers already this season, and it's really exciting to see all these girls improving so much at the beginning of the season and seeing the work that we put in over the summer really paying off now. And I'm just really excited to see what we can do with the rest of the season as it progresses and as we start our tapers and stuff and get faster and faster. So it's really exciting to see the progress.
Well, I'm sure you've set some individual goals, but team goals, have you talked about them, or is that something that you're going to wait till later in the season to do? Or tell us a little bit about your goals, maybe individually and as a team.
Well, individually, I guess just to progress as much as possible, see what we can do, see what I can do on at regionals and possibly at the state meet. And as a team, I think we're kind of focused on like winning the league and setting us up for a good end of season and like competition season once we hit October with regionals and potentially going to the state meet as a team. So I'm really excited to see, like, that's kind of our goal, is just perform as much as we can, stay healthy, so that when it comes time for those championship season races, we can all do outstanding things and place high as a team.
Hope, this is John Roberts. Was yesterday the first LCAA Jamboree?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. And we didn't get results. How did the teams fare yesterday from Blissfield?
So yesterday, Blissfield, for girls, we were top four. So we had one, two, three, four, and then sixth as well. So it was really exciting to just see those girls come in and work off each other, fight together, and finish as a team, kind of. So that was our first league meet, and I think our next one is in a few weeks or next week maybe.
Okay.
Now, Hope, are you running this weekend? Are you going to an invitational this weekend? Or?
Yeah, we go to the Fayette Invitational, which is in Ohio.
Yeah. Ryan mentioned
that. That'll be
really fun. Yeah. What, of all the courses, I mean, every course is different. Both our kids ran some cross country, and all the courses are different. I mean, I know at Gerber's a fairly challenging course, but do you enjoy the tougher courses or the easier courses, or and maybe tell us what the toughest course you've ever ran?
So I mean I like both courses, because obviously on an easy course you're going to feel better, you're going to run faster. But on tougher courses, it does give you a sense of accomplishment when you finish it. Like the last weekend we were at Willow, which is a tougher course, I would say, just because there's a very large hill that you've run up twice. So it's something that you can finish that race and be like, okay, I made it. I was able to do a semi-hard course and still perform well. So it's just kind of a mixture of, like, it's a love-hate relationship. You know, you want to run fast, but you also want to feel like you're actually running a cross-country course. So that's always interesting.
Do you have a favorite course, Hope?
Actually, I really do like Willow. Like, Willow is probably my favorite course. It's our regional course, and for the most part, it's flat and straight, other than that big hill that I mentioned. So, but it's typically a really nice course. It's, like, really even footing and stuff, so that's always nice to run there. I also really like the Hudson course at Hudson High School.
Yeah.
I don't know, for the same reasons, I guess. It's pretty flat and straight, except for then there's some bits in the woods, but it's kind of fun to run through the woods, so.
Okay. Hope, we're going to take a brief break and let you catch your breath, and we're going to do a little pay some bills here with a word from our sponsor, okay? We'll be right back with you. Don't hang up.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Ray Pitts with the Iota Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have three convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. Iota Insurance and Auto Owners. We make buying insurance simple.
And welcome back inside the cave. We are on the phone with our Iota Insurance Athlete of the Week, Hope Miller of Blissfield High School Cross Country. And Hope, you've run for how long now? When did you first start running competitively?
So I think back in elementary school is technically when I started my competitive running journey, because I did AAU track with like the FCA track club. So that was always a fun experience. We went to a lot of like fun track meets, but that was just like a club thing. And then school cross country, I started in sixth grade and have loved it ever since.
Do you have a preference, cross country or track, or is it just different?
So most people would reply that track is their favorite, but I personally enjoy cross country because I love the fall weather. I love the team aspect. I think the team bonds a lot closer in cross country. And I think it's just something that, like, the running community is, in general, so kind and so nice. And in cross country, I feel like it really pulls it out of people. Like, everybody's so nice. At the finish line, you're all dead, but you all are, like, supportive of each other. So that's really nice to see. And I love the fall weather. I love seeing the changing leaves. It's always so pretty. And I love running through the woods and not in circles.
Hope, I was at the Lenawee
preview meet
and saw you, and when the race was over, the top three girls all finished, fell to the ground, all of them acknowledging each other in a kind of a show of, you know, respect and support and sportsmanship. And I really thought that was something special. And tell us a little bit about, I know you run against the local kids, at least, you know, in the preview and in the county tournament. And I'm sure you see them throughout some of the other invitationals. But tell us about the respect for other area runners.
Yeah, I think that running really builds, like, such a great community because we all acknowledge that we put in a lot of work and we all go through, like, a lot of pain to, like, race and stuff. So I think that's kind of where a lot of the respect stems from, is, like, anybody who can race a 5K, anybody who can run, anybody willing to go out and put in work over the summer or throughout the season, we know that they, like, they're a great person. A lot of cross country runners are, like, very supportive of each other just because we know how it feels. So I think that builds a lot of camaraderie. And then also just, yeah, we see a lot of the same runners year after year, race after race, and we just get to know them a lot. We do cool downs and warm ups together sometimes. It's always fun to get to talk to people from other teams, learn about their schools, you know, just talk about general area things. And it's always fun to, like, connect with people and make new friends.
Well, Hope, you're having a great season. I just want to ask you, what motivates you? What motivates you? Is it your competitiveness? Is it your preparation? Is it the time, you know, breaking your individual PR? What motivates you?
I think overall what motivates me is, like, putting forward my team and, like, hoping to do the best we can as a team. I really love to see it. Like, when our team succeeds, it brings me the happiest feeling because I know that it's not just one individual person. It's a group of people that will fight for each other. And I think it's just something really special about cross country is, yes, you all have your individual time and everybody's fighting for their individual place, but as a whole, it's like a puzzle, and without all of our pieces coming together, we would never be able to succeed the way we do. So I think that really motivates me, training with the girls, getting to know them. They're all my best friends, and it's just really fun to be on a team with a lot of girls who support and encourage each other like we do.
Well, Hope, what future plans? You got some things that are in the works, or what are your plans after high school?
Well, I plan on going to college. I'm not sure yet if I'm running in college or not, but we will figure that out probably soon. So I think overall just going and either running or not, just trying to be a good athlete maybe and a good academic student. So
Well, you've got some time between now and the spring to settle that, but I'm sure you got plenty of people inquiring as to your interest to participate at the next level.
Mm-hmm. All right, Hope. Well, we greatly appreciate you taking time out of your busy class schedule to talk with us a little bit about running cross country, and want to congratulate you on being named the Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week and wish you the best of luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Hope. Hope Miller, the Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week from Blissfield High School Cross Country. And we'll get her cave gear and certificate down to her at Blissfield High School. We'll get a picture, and we can get her up on our social media.